Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to this segment of the show. It is Friday, thank God. It is Friday, I'm getting ready for a weekend that is going to be on fire, and I hope that you are getting ready for an awesome, awesome weekend. We're going to be talking today about designing your future. You know, it's in your hands. Yes, no one can plan really and say what tomorrow or the future holds for them. But one thing we do know, if you happen to wake up tomorrow and you don't have a plan in place, you are subject to be a part of someone else's plan. Let me say that again. None of us know for certain what tomorrow will hold, what our futures will hold. But one thing we are certain of, because of everything that has gone on in the past, that if you do wake up tomorrow and you do not have a plan or a set of goals to achieve, someone else will have a plan for your life. So it is important, it is critical that you at least have an idea of where you want to go in life. So we're going to talk about that today, how to design the future that you want. It can be done. It's being done all over the place. God has given you the mind. You see, if God wanted us just to be dummies, like, a puppet on a string, for him just to lead us everywhere and we just have no clue, he would not have given us these great, intricate minds that have the awesome ability to plan and to envision. You know, he told Habakkuk, write the vision and make it plain. He also said that my people perish for the lack of knowledge. He also told Joshua, he said that if you would meditate on my word and study my ways, that I will give you the gospel of good success. And God wants us to be a success, and he wants you to be a success. He wants me to be a success. So we're going to talk today about what it is that could be stopping you and what you need to do to design your future. So I want to welcome each and every one of you to the show. I hope that you've had an awesome week exploring and expecting your faith in God to lead you. Your faith, I'm telling you, is something about the faith that when you release your faith, that your life will just begin to move in ways that will seem very mystical and very miraculous to you. It will seem, you know, like every day you'll be living on cloud nine, because faith releases God's hand over your life like almost nothing else. Because faith, when you're operating in faith, you're already operating in the absence of fear. You cannot, fear and faith is not going to operate on a situation together. You know, you could be fearful of one thing and have faith for another, but I'm talking about on the same situation, you cannot be both fearful and faithful of it. And likewise, when you're operating in the things that, the gifts and talents and abilities that God has given you, and that's what I want you to always do, focus on your gifts, your talents, your skills, and your abilities. Either focus on the ones you have, focus on the ones that you want to enhance or to grow. Don't ever waste time focusing on other people's talents. In other words, you can focus on your children's talents in terms of helping them to develop them. That's your job as parents. But I'm talking about, don't ever look at what somebody else is doing and say, you know, wow, I wish I could do this or I wish I could do that. No, you don't have to do that. Because, first of all, if it is for you to be able to do, God would have already given you that ability, and then you would just go and do it. There's no wishing I could do it. Because if God had given you that talent or that skill, you can do it. You don't have to wish you could do it. In other words, when I got ready to do talk shows and to be a motivational speaker, I didn't have to wish I could be like someone else. Since I had the gift, all I had to do was go and develop it, okay? And so that's what I'm saying. Now, sure, we can get ideas from other people, and that's fine. But you really have to look at what you have, because you could be wishing to do something, but that may not be the intent that God may have for you. Therefore, you would be like designing the wrong future, okay? You would be like wasting your time, and the future that you could have been designing, the one that God's going to assist you with, you could miss it. Now, look at it like this. You only have so, you know, all of us have a date that we're going to check out of here. You have your date, I have my date. But the date that I do have, that God has given me, is enough time for me to fulfill my God-given purpose. You have just enough time, you know, to get it done. And you can get it done. You have to look at what is it? You have to envision. When we talk about designing your future, you want to first look at, what do I want my future to look like? You know, God is going to show up. Yes, he is. And he's going to lead you, and he's going to give you clues. But at the same time, God has already given us so much. He's already given you so much, and he wants you to put it into action. So it's your design. You can design it any way you want. So what I want you to do is I want you to make a list of the things that you enjoy. Make a list of all the things that you value. You know, if you value, you know, quiet time, if you value recreation, and if you value recreation, what kind? You know, do you like going for long walks in the park? Do you like to ride boats? Do you like to fish? Do you like riding horses? What kind of recreation do you enjoy? Do you enjoy going to plays, such as those that are in New York City? Do you enjoy traveling abroad? And then envision the kind of friends that you want. Do you want friends that are encouraging and loving? Do you want friends that will speak the truth and love? And do you want, you know, a lot of friends with different backgrounds? Envision the kind of friends you want. Envision where you want to live. Do you want to live in a small apartment where there's a lot of other people living around you? Or do you want to live in a big house? Because when you, there is something to, when you see it, you can achieve it. You have to envision it. You have to, see, it's something about stretching your mind. You know, there's a limit. We all put limits on where we're going to go in life. Okay, you can be like 9 years old or 10 or 11 years old, and you can say to yourself, I'll never have my own house. I'll never own my own home. You can tell yourself that and put a limit. And at that young age, you could begin to form like almost like a shield that you can't get out. You can't get past that. And so every year you'll just add to it. And then you'll say, well, I can't do it because. You may say it's because of your race. It may be because of your gender. It may be because of the school you attended. You'll always come up with some reason, because now you've told yourself that you can never do that. Now your mind has to make it true. And so a lot of people who cannot push beyond a particular area is because they have a limit on their mind. Same thing with money. A lot of people wonder, you know, why am I not able to gain wealth beyond, let's say, $50,000 a year, okay? You know you have the skills, talents, and abilities to make $1 million, but the limit might have been placed on your mind years ago, years and years, centuries, not centuries ago, but decades ago, that, you know, being rich is not right. It's, you know, I can never be rich. My parents before me, they were never rich, so I'll never be rich. My parents before me, they were never wealthy. Oh, the race, my race of people, we're not really wealthy. Or, you know, it's so many limits. It's on the mind. And I believe that's why Dr. Dennis Kimbrough says that the pocketbook can't grow until the mind grows. In other words, yes, it's about knowledge and reading and gaining knowledge, but at some point you're going to have to look at your belief system. What is it that you believe about money? It's the same thing that happens to people with work. Some people will never be able to be successful as entrepreneurs because of the mindset is that some people, they have a mind that says, the only really way to be successful or to be stable is to work for someone, probably a big company. And their mind has already limited their ability to be a successful entrepreneur. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to begin to envision having the wealth that you want, okay? I want you to begin to look at what as you're designing your future, okay, you have to break down these limitations that are on your mind. There's, you know, you could tune in week after week after week to the Coach and Lisa show. You could listen to 100 other coaches. You could listen to 1,000 sermons. You could listen to a bunch of other things, and it really won't matter until you take the limits off of your thinking. Your thinking has to change. I'm telling you, we were listening yesterday to Ms. Fran Briggs. She was on the show. She was talking about sponsorships. She has a class that she teaches that will help you get sponsors. You can take that class. I'm going to take that class. But it doesn't matter if you take the class and you still have a limit, and you limit yourself that people don't really want to help. You know, people, or this could never really happen for you. When you hear her stories about individuals who have gotten major corporations, whether it be, you know, the big Toyota dealership or major pharmaceutical companies that have, you know, Colgate and all these, you know, big, you know, businesses out there that have funded to the tens and 20,000s of dollars to projects in the community, if you believe that can never happen for you, well, you could take all the classes in the world, because your mind will hinder that opportunity coming forth for you. You know, it's our thinking that really launches us into the future. So designing your future, first, you're going to start with making a list of all of your core values and your beliefs. What is it that you believe? Do you really believe that you can live this abundant life? Do you really believe that no matter what you've done in the past and no matter how hard you've had it or what you've had to overcome, that now you're in a different place and that you're in this place that nobody can stop you? Do you really believe that you have within you the ability to push past all of the obstacles that are going to come your way? Well, if you're going to design your future, if you're going to have the future that you desire, that you have a passion for, you have to understand that there's limits that are on your mind and they're based on beliefs. I had to look at my own beliefs. You know, I had to look at the fact that, you know, there was a time when I thought negative things about my own future, about my life, about even the people's lives that were around me. Okay? Sometimes we think that people can't change. All right? You might think that someone can't change, right? You might think, you may have a cousin, it could be a spouse, you may have children, you just may have general people that you know. If you think that that person can't change, in reality, what you've done is you've limited your ability to change. See, a thought is a thought is a thought. Your mind cannot, your mind cannot decide who that thought is against. That's why the Word of God says every word that is spoken against you, against somebody, will condemn you. Your own words are condemning not that person, but yourself. It's the same way with your thoughts. So if I'm thinking that brother or sister so-and-so is not going to change, I've already limited my ability to change. I've already limited my ability. So that's what I mean by our thinking. Our thinking unlocks the door not only to our actions. Okay, again, I said the other day that the direction that you're headed, the direction that you're headed in, is where you're going to end up. So people, when someone, this, I'm going to use a college education. You, when a person is headed toward college, okay, and they end up graduating, this should not be a surprise to anyone because that's where that person was headed. That's where they're going to end up. It's like in your car. You get in your car and you're headed. If I live in North Jersey, I'm headed to South Jersey. If I end up in South Jersey, it's not a surprise to anyone. But now if I'm headed to South Jersey and I end up in West Orange, now that's going to be a surprise. But that's not going to happen because you're going where you're headed. So when you look at your life, as you're designing your future, every day, you look at it as another mile or another step headed in the direction of where you want to go. Okay, let's look at being a successful entrepreneur. You may be a person like me who, I do have a 9-to-5, so to speak. I won't call it a real job because being an entrepreneur, that's a real job. But it's, I would call it a 9-to-5. Why? Because typically when you're an entrepreneur, you work everything but 9-to-5. You might work, you know, 7-to-7 at night. You may work 9-to-9 at night. But in other words, you're working longer than 8 hours a day when you have your own business. That's why people call it a 9-to-5. So let's just say I have a 9-to-5. But at the same time, I also have my own business. So now, if I keep doing this, right? Now, if 10 years from now, oh, my goodness, I'll be way too old. No, anyway, no, just kidding. Because, listen, age doesn't matter. Don't worry about age right now. Don't worry about age. Forget age. If you don't reach it until you're 90, well, thank God that he allows you to get to be 90. But as you're designing your future, look at it like this. If I'm working 9-to-5 and I still have this business on the side, if, let's not use 10 years, let's say 5 years. If 5 years from now I have a thriving business, my own business, no one should be surprised because that's where I was headed. Because every day I was pouring a little bit more into my own business. But you can't, now what if, I only had the 9-to-5. But I only wanted to have my own business. Never started it, never got the papers, never went out and got the website, never went out and had business cards made, never went out and had flyers made, never hung flyers in the ShopRite and the Pathmark and the beauty salon. Never went did any of those things now, okay? But I just went on my 9-to-5, and I just sat there every day and dreamed of having my own business. 5 years will go by. 5 years will go by, and all I would have is 5 more years of some contributions into possibly a 401k plan or whatever I would have on that job. But no one should be surprised, and you shouldn't be surprised to say, I only have this 9-to-5 job, because that's where you were headed every day. Every day you only contributed to that 9-to-5 job. So when it comes to designing your future, this is how it works. Whatever you contribute to, that's what you're going to end up with. All right? Okay, let's just say, all right, for 5 years I have the 9-to-5. At the same time, I'm contributing to my own business. Again, means I went out, I got some flyers, I went out, I got business cards with the business name on it. I hung those flyers, all the local businesses around, you know, wherever you may live or wherever I live. I, you know, did the website. Pretty much you can get websites for free. If you can't afford a cheap website, then get a MySpace page. It's free. Get a Facebook page. It's free. It can operate just as a website. And now there's about 25 other different things like Facebook and MySpace, which also can operate as a website. In other words, means you'll have an address that you can give people, and they can go there. They can keep up with you. They could, you know, follow your products or services. They can make comments or, you know, they could add questions or whatever about your business. This is the future you're going to end up with. Same thing. There are people who, let's just say you are a singer, like the woman we met last Saturday. She's a singer. Now, again, she has either a direction she's going or a direction she wants to go. The direction that you're headed is where you'll end up, not the one that you want. So I just wanted to make that very, very clear to everyone. And it looks like someone has a question, so I'm going to open it up.
They don't go, so wait. Because, you know, it's true, though. They do have a
question. Okay. She has some things going on in the background, though she has her hand up. And she has her hand up, but I hear some talking, so I'm going to try you again, 908. You're on the air. You have a question or a comment? Yes, 908.
Hello.
Yes.
That's what it is. And then don't let you
over. Hello. Hello, you on the air.
Oh, I am so sorry. I hit the button by mistake, Minister Lalisa.
Okay. No problem.
I'm in the driving, but good morning to you all.
Good morning. Good morning. Okay, you didn't have a comment or a question?
No, we don't have a question. Just good morning to you.
Good morning. Okay, so she was listening. Good. So that's where... That's how you're going to design your future. Remember, where you're... Okay, now when you say, well, what does that mean, where I'm going? What does that mean? Because I said where you're going is where your future is headed. What that means is, what are you doing day to day? What are you doing day to day? Now, like I said before, my business that I have, training, motivational speaking, I'm an author. Now, every day I contribute... I do something toward that business. So, yes, I do not know what the future holds for me. But just in case, remember, just in case I end up in the future, I'm doing things that I want to see there. I know that probably sounds really weird to people, but you really got to grasp that. Because some people, the limit on their mind is, because we've been taught and trained, and yes, it's true, that we don't know what God has for us. We don't know the future that God has for us. But he said that he knows the plans for us. He has plans for good, not of evil, and that he's going to work everything together for us. So as we're doing, using the gifts and talents that he's given us, he's okay with us using them and making the best use of it. So you're good to notice whatever talents and gifts you have and begin to build on them so that your future, it won't be a big shock to you, all right? The same thing happens to a person who, again, what are they contributing to? If you're only contributing every day to a 9-to-5, do not be surprised 10 years later when all you have is that 9-to-5 and now you're in jeopardy of the company may close, the company may move out of town, and I'm not ready to move with them, you know, all of these different scenarios, and now you're feeling trapped and stuck. And now you're trying to scramble to design your present. Well, no, you want to take control. You want to take charge. And you want to design your future, okay? And no one should be relying on just one source of income. See, you know, there's going to come a time in this country where the majority of the people will be working for themselves and services will be bartered and shared and things of that nature. So you want to be prepared now. You know, the companies are getting bigger. More and more companies are merging together and companies are acquiring other companies. And the small businesses are on the rise. The small businesses of today will be the large businesses 10 years from now, okay? The big businesses today, years ago, they started out as small businesses. Always remember that. So go on and start your business. Go on and, you know, design your future. What do you want it to look like? Again, same thing if you desire a big house. Again, you may be living in a small apartment, but what are you putting away for that big house? Making sure you got clean credit. Making sure you have money saved in the bank so when it's time to go for your closing, you've got that $10,000 saved up. Or when you get that house that if, you know, you have that $20,000 in the bank, in case your furnace will go, or what have you. Same thing with your education, okay? You're getting ready to go to college. You may not be in college just yet, but you may be saving money for your books. You know, books are expensive. Saving money for your registration fee. Some colleges, they'll let you in free right now because of the economy. They understand everybody's, you know, pretty having struggles, okay? So that's our show for today. I thank you for tuning in. I thank everyone. I hope that you are prosperous. I hope that you get something out of it. I work my way over 9-to-5. Okay, great. In the chat room, agreeing with some of the comments that were being made here today. And I, you know, just wish each and every one of you the most success that you can have. Please call me if you have any questions. I'm also going to be offering my book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. In that book, I talk about all of those things and more. You can go to my website, LalisaJWilliams.com. You go to a website, you can get the book, LalisaJWilliams.com. On the site, there is a page for the book. You can order it right off the website with your credit card. And the book is only $15. You order the book, it will be shipped to you in a week. I have them in stock. You will get it shipped right to you once I get your address. And it's been great. It's been real. And we'll see you back here Monday. Have an awesome, awesome, awesome weekend. And keep on moving on up.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up because In reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.